You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Ontario nurses are demanding better staffing ratios for hospitals across the province. Hundreds of registered nurses, healthcare professionals, labor leaders, and allies gathered outside the Hilton Toronto Hotel on Wednesday.
This is a fight that's not just going to impact registered nurses, right? This is a fight that impacts all of us.
Right now, our bargaining team, you can't see them, but there's signs up in the window.
That's Karen Mackay Eden.
I'm a proud registered nurse and the regional vice president for the Ontario Nurses Association.
The Ontario Nurses Association is a union representing 68,000 registered nurses and healthcare practitioners. It also looks after the 18,000 nursing students providing care in hospitals, long-term care facilities, public health, and more.
Look at each other. Look at each other in the eyes. Our fight is a fight of solidarity. We're all in there together, okay?
Inside the Hilton Hotel this week, mediation talks were taking place.
We're negotiating our central contract with the Ontario Hospital Association.
The Ontario Hospital Association speaks for the hospital CEOs. As of Friday, after more than a week of bargaining talks and 2 days of mediation, the Ontario Nurses Association says that no negotiated contract has been reached. The main focus of these negotiations, better staffing ratios.
Right now, the average RN to patient ratio on a medical floor is 1 to 10. And the documentation states it should be 1 to 4, 1 to 5 maximum, depending on patient acuity.
Ratios are part of a larger nursing strategy. They represent a minimum number of nurses necessary to care for the number of patients on any given unit. But in Canada, these ratios are not mandated, meaning a registered nurse in Ontario can be assigned any number of patients on any given day. British Columbia is the first jurisdiction in the country to establish nurse-to-patient ratios, with Nova Scotia following suit only months later. These are the only two provinces in Canada with these policies in place. Ontario NDP health critic Franchelina introduced a private member's bill earlier this year, Bill 192, an act that would regulate patient-nurse ratios to prevent burnout. But the bill did not move forward.
Ontario has the worst nurse-to-patient ratio in the country. And it's well documented that safe staffing ratios saves lives, aids in recruitment and retention of nurses, and decreases hospital stays.
New data from the Canadian Institute for Health Information found that Ontario's shortage of nurses is plummeting. The report was Nursing in Canada 2023. It was published in the summer of 2024. And it found that in Ontario, the nurse-to-patient ratios per capita was 7% lower than a decade ago, with 651 registered nurses per 100,000 people, a drop from 661 last year. And compared to other provinces, that's the lowest in the country. Now, according to the Ontario government, since 2018, nearly 100,000 new nurses have joined the workforce, with another 30,000 nurses currently studying. And then last year, Ontario added a record of more than 18,000 nurses. So how is there still a nursing shortage? Karen Mackay Eden says these aren't the numbers she's seeing. That's because Mackay Eden says the province is defining a nurse differently than she does.
Because Doug Ford doesn't know the definition of a nurse. When he says nurses, that could be anything from an unregulated healthcare aide to a registered nurse. And if he's hired 10,000 nurses, I'd like to see them.
What do we want?
Healthcare for all!
When do we want it?
Now!
We're here today to ask ourselves in British Columbia, can have nurse-to-patient ratios. If California can have nurse-to-patient ratios.
That's right.
If 17 states can have nurse-to-patient ratios, then why can't we?
That's Mark Hancock, a Canadian trade union activist and the national president of the Canadian Union of Public Employees. He spoke at the rally on Wednesday.
Your fight here is about the degradation of care we see every day on the job in hospitals in this province. It's about the 250,000 people waiting for surgeries. It's about the 2,000 people lying on stretchers. It's about the care we can't give because there aren't enough nurses.
Megan is with the local 214, a part of the union that represents more than 900 registered nurses and nurse practitioners at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. She asked not to share her last name because she fears workplace reprisals. Megan says when there aren't proper staffing ratios in hospitals, it's the patients who suffer the most.
Do you feel like you're in unsafe situations where it puts your patients at risk and at harm? In my 9 years of nursing practice, our job is getting steadily harder with less resources, and in a lot of situations...
She says many of her colleagues are debating staying in nursing long-term under the current conditions. She says they're overworked, and they're exhausted.
And so when you're taking care of a whole other person with a whole extra set of care needs, then you are almost like... running through your workday, and you don't actually get to take the moment to like slow down and take care of your patients and make sure that everything is being done appropriately and safely.
Other nurse practitioners at the rally who also asked not to be identified reported feeling burnt out as well.
You end up, you know, you're more of a task rabbit, just trying to get stuff done to make sure that nothing will critically harm your patient, but you're unable to actually care for your patient and do, you know, the little things. You're just trying to make sure they make it past or make it through your shift.
Yeah. I've seen firsthand when we're short-staffed, all the stuff that gets slipped through the cracks, patient care, those actual meaningful relationships.
Can we provide the holistic care that our patient desperately need and deserve? But how can we do that when we're stretched to our limits?
Yes. Right?
We're running.
Health Minister Sylvia Jones told reporters in November the Ontario government plans to bring more nurses into the healthcare system. They're investing $500 million into educating new nurses and offering opportunities for current nurses to access specialized training. Minister Jones says this will improve access to care.
Expanding the role of our highly skilled nurse practitioners and registered nurses is yet another step our government is taking to provide more people with the right care in the right place.
But Vice President of the Ontario Nurses Association, Karen Mackay-Eden, says she doesn't take issue with any added responsibility.
What I do have an issue with is him saying that he's invested all this money and we're just not seeing it. I used to work in a high-risk labor and delivery unit in the GTA. Our staffing, we used to be able to staff 25 nurses on a day shift, and now they're down to 18. And losing those nurses, it makes a great impact in the quality of care they can give.
Yeah, what is the risk to patients?
The risk to patients is they don't get the medications on time. They have long wait times in the emergency room, sometimes up to 24 hours, and they're being put in places that aren't hospital beds. I've heard of a facility in the GTA using the auditorium as an overflow from the emergency department. It's disgraceful. You know, can you imagine if your 80-year-old mother was waiting for a bedpan or medication for pain and the nurse had 10 other patients, and by the time she got to your mom, it might be too late. And that's just unacceptable. Could you talk about how...
We reached out to the Ministry of Health's office and they declined to comment. After Friday, no negotiation contract was reached with the Ontario Hospital Association. The matter will go to arbitration in April, before the Ontario Labour Relations Board. The music for this episode produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.